All right, so a lot of work to get to, because usually we have three movies, but we've decided to dig up an old movie that Richard reviewed, an old movie. It was 3 weeks ago, when 80 for Brady came out, because I thought at the time that 80 for Brady and Cocaine Bear came out the same weekend, and I was like, I can't wait to find out which is worse, or which is better. You guys want to do a bet right now, like quickly? I think Cocaine Bear is going to get a better review than 80 for Brady. What about you, Anthony?
I have to agree with that.
Okay, what about you? Or is it a consensus?
I'm going to abstain from this bet because I kind of know the answer already.
Oh, okay. All right, well, both me and Anthony agree. So before we get to those two movies, 80 for Brady and also Cocaine Bear, what's the first movie, Richard?
The Apple TV Plus psychological thriller film Sharper stars Julianne Moore, John Lithgow, and Sebastian Stan in a story of a young man who cons wealthy people out of their fortunes as he gets revenge on his own dysfunctional family.
This is what my son does. He plays these games.
All that work for $1,000. If you're going to steal, steal a lot. You cause your mother anguish, and I will not have it.
She wants me gone.
I'm going to take $1 billion and aim it in your direction.
Is this real?
This is real.
I despise these scammers who go after seniors. I'm not sure how I'm supposed to feel about this. It sounds interesting. I'm going to say Richard gave it 3 stars. What about you, Zach?
I don't know. I'm lukewarm on it. I'm going to go with 2 stars.
2.
I'm going to give it a 2.5.
2.5. Richard, what did you make of this movie?
Sharper has an interesting structure, compelling, if a little bit by the book characters, but the multiple crisscrossing con games on display aren't clever enough by half to provide the payoff necessary for the movie to make an impression. The movie's biggest con isn't perpetrated by the characters, but by director Benjamin Caron, who skillfully finds a way to string the audience along for almost 2 hours before leaving them empty-handed in the finale. And that's why I gave Sharper, now streaming on Apple TV Plus, 3 out of 5 stars.
Who did that? Me. All right. What's the second movie, Richard?
Based on American author and pastor Greg Laurie and his book Jesus Revolution, the new movie of the same name, now playing in theaters, stars Kelsey Grammer as a Southern Californian pastor who opens his church doors to a stream of wandering youth.
These people are hippies, rebels against old-fashioned authority.
I think these kids need help.
What they need is a bath.
You're passing judgment on people you know nothing about.
Maybe that's why your church is so empty.
When God walks in here, brings me a hippie, I'll ask him what it's all about. I do not understand.
If you want to reach my people, you need to speak to them in a language they understand.
If I bring them in, I'm going to lose my job.
We can only walk through doors open to us. In your church, that's a door that's shut.
All right. First, we have to ask Anthony why he's laughing. What part of that trailer made you laugh, Anthony?
The whole thing.
All right. I'm going to say Richard gives it 3 stars. What about you, Anthony?
Oh, that was a curveball. I don't care what Richard gave it. I'm giving this a 0.
A 0. Okay. 0. What about you, Zach?
I'll go 2.5.
2.5. Okay, Anthony, before we... Let's try to figure out where this 0 is coming from. What to you is a good movie?
I mean, I love a lot of movies. It's just religion.
Okay.
Putting like the whole religion and then they're like, hippies can't be in church. I don't really care.
Okay. All right. What does Richard Kreis give it?
Set to a soundtrack of rock hits like Jesus Is Just All Right With Me, Jesus Revolution is a faith-based movie about embracing outcasts, searching for meaning, and stirring up the status quo with love and acceptance. It's an unabashedly feel-good story that unfolds quickly without ever missing an opportunity to use a far-out boomer cliche to establish the 1960s and 70s time and place. It's a very earnest film with a strong point of view that values uplift above all else. And that's why I gave Jesus Revolution, now playing in theaters, 3 out of 5 stars.
Guys, I hate to say it, but I've nailed both of them. Now let's get into the nitty-gritty. The next one is going to open this weekend. Then we're going to go and see which is worse or better, 80 for Brady or Cocaine Bear. Here's Richard with Cocaine Bear.
Inspired by the true story of a 500-pound American black bear that ate a duffel bag full of cocaine in 1985, Cocaine Bear, now playing in theaters, sees the tweaked bear embark on a drug-fueled rampage in a Georgia forest.
Millions of dollars worth of cocaine fell from the sky this morning in Knoxville, Tennessee.
A lot of cocaine was lost.
I need you to go and get it.
No, don't eat that, don't eat that.
Let's see what kind of effect that has on
a bear did cocaine.
Apex predator. High on cocaine.
All right, Cocaine Bear. I'm going to say Richard gives that. I actually have a feeling it's so bad it's good. 3.5, Zach.
I'll go 3.
What about you?
I'm also going to go 3.5.
3.5, 2 3s and a half. This is the third movie, but we're going to play the 80 for Brady review just to see which one is worse. What does Richard give Cocaine Bear?
Before buying a ticket to see Cocaine Bear, ask yourself this question. Am I likely to enjoy a movie called Cocaine Bear? I can tell you authoritatively that this is the best stoned bear movie of the year. Now, admittedly, that's a small field, but if that turns your crank, by all means, check it out. If you're on the fence, though, you should know that this movie is a throwback to the slasher films of the 1980s. The gory stuff is outlandish, bloody, and the kind of thing that you know you shouldn't be laughing at, but here you are, laughing out loud at the misfortune of others. It has lots of solid laughs, but it feels choppy, and the gaps between the action sequences stretch on just a little bit too long. And that's why I gave Cocaine Bear, despite the gruesome laughs, 3 out of 5 stars.
Whoa, okay, 3.5. So 3 stars, that's pretty good considering what else. He's given all of them 3. So those are the 3 that came out. We're just going back to February the 3rd to see which one is worse, Cocaine Bear or 80 for Brady.
In 80 for Brady, now playing in theaters, 4 best friends, played by Jane Fonda, Rita Moreno, Sally Field, and Lily Tomlin, fulfill their dreams of attending the Super Bowl and meeting quarterback Tom Brady.
Game's about to start.
There's Tom.
Oh, what a beautiful man.
I like Gronkowski.
No, Trish, we've all read your Gronk erotica.
It's not erotica. Oh. It's fan fiction. Very sexy fan fiction.
Oh, boy. Okay, guys. I can't remember what I thought Richard gave it at that time. So, but I'm going to say that Richard gave it 2. Zach, you're abstaining as well because you already know?
I do, yes.
Okay. What about you, Anthony?
I'm going to say 2.5. I think that's what I even guessed last time.
2.5, so we all think that 80 for Brady is worse than Cocaine Bear. Let's see what Richard says.
80 for Brady is a mawkish movie, a fire hose spray of sentimentality and easy platitudes. It's a testament to the collective buddy charisma of the leads that it works as well as it does. The characters may be cliches come to life, but without this cast, much of the film's humor would be as deflated as the footballs used at the 2014 AFC title game against the Indianapolis Colts. Tomlin, Fonda, Moreno, and Fields combined 250 years of on-screen experience breathe life into several showcase scenes. 80 for Brady aims to lift up the audience, to inspire, but only in the most superficial of ways. There's more edge on any single episode of Golden Girls than in the entire running time of this ode to friendship and football. And that's why I gave 80 for Brady, now playing in theaters, 2.5 out of 5 stars.
So there you go. Cocaine Bear is better.